Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's 53 after the hour. Time for a visit from Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Warren Eckstein is America's foremost expert on the radio and on television and in real life, too, when it comes to taking care of dogs and cats and snakes and raccoons and whatever else it is that needs to be taken care of. Warren Germain, you can just look at his arm. He has tattoos on his arm, but the only reason he has tattoos is because it covers up all the bites that he's gotten from various animals over the years.
Is that true?
Find out. No, of course it's not true.
Oh.
Why do you ask the question?
Because I don't know Warren. I've never
Well, the tattoos
Warren
are true,
person.
Just the dog bites are not true.
He does have tattoos. He just didn't get them from...
I meant that is the tattoo thing. Is that true?
Yes, the tattoo. But you're pretty good, Victoria, at falling for some of my stuff. That's good. I like that.
Okay. Right. I'll stay gullible just for you.
Thank you very much. All right, so Warren is going to be here. Actually, we do have a viral raccoon story that may or may not be true, and other important pet items and news to help you out in just a matter of moments here.
Today on App Check, for $3, Tonic helps you carry out your personal health practice, so it reminds you to take your pills. I'm all grown up now, Mom.
No.
Tonic... struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is your young child having trouble sleeping through the night? Then let the sense of smell come to the rescue. Here's the science of it. Technically, the sense of smell is called olfaction, and it's so commanding that it goes straight to the part of the brain responsible for processing without a detour. Breastfed infants can identify their moms by smell as early as the sixth day of life. So, use smell to keep your child asleep.
You smell like peanuts. I love peanuts.
Say your child wakes up screaming. Well, after you comfort them, place something in the crib that smells like you. Your nightgown or any piece of clothing.
Ooh, I smell barbecue.
What's the chief psychological trick? The child will sleep through the night because they'll think a significant parent is right there with them. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, Warren Eckstein is here. Here's a story that went viral about a police report in San Diego involving a man who was too drunk to make his car's breathalyzer work. So he did the most logical thing he could think of. He grabbed a raccoon from the parking lot and forced it to blow into the device. Apparently, according to the story anyway, Warren, the raccoon passed out from being squeezed too hard, so the man put the raccoon on the floor of his car and he drove away. But according to the police report that was posted online, the raccoon woke up a short time later and started to attack the driver. Anyway, a lot of online responses, but the newspaper says it didn't happen. The public affairs officer at Camp Pendleton responded to an inquiry from the newspaper saying, I called police records. While they were highly entertained, they said it was a hoax. Can you imagine? I guess I wanted to use that as a lead-in to have you tell us the most dangerous things. What's been the most dangerous circumstances you found yourself in?
Well, two of them really, really serious. One of them was I was a peace officer for a good period of time in New York State investigating animal abuse, and I went to a church where they were having animal slaughter as part of their ritual. And when I approached the church and I went inside, I was surrounded by three or four men that were very angry and really ready to do me damage. It's the only time in my entire career I actually had to pull a gun to get myself out of the situation. Another time at Prospect Park Zoo, they locked me in a cage with lion cubs and guaranteed me that the mother lion was locked next door, but was really secure.
Yeah.
As I turned around, I saw the mother's head coming at me, and I got out of there just in the nick of time, and it turned out that the zookeeper had locked the door with one of those ties you get with the plastic bags you buy at the supermarket.
Yeah.
We had a long conversation after that. So I've had many dangerous encounters, but most of them have been with people, very rarely with the animals.
Isn't that interesting? The people were the ones that were the cause of the problem. problem and not the animals.
Animals don't buy you a martini and call you an SOB when you leave the bar. They call you an SOB up front before you get the martini. So animals, you always know where you stand. You don't know where you stand with people.
Yeah. I saw a story yesterday. We were talking about it on the air about this guy out in Montana who was chased by a grizzly bear. Did you see that? He was attacked twice by the same bear, and he survived, but just barely. Can you imagine what goes on in somebody's mind when they are confronted by something like that?
I would have learned after the first attack, though.
Yeah.
I think I would have been out of there. All right, Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America!